Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Good day. Welcome to today's session on Technology Lab. I'm your host, Randy Johnston, along with my co-host, Brian Tankersley. Today, we're going to discuss a product that was awarded one of the awards from the CPA.com Startup Accelerator program, and it is called Audit Miner. Now, Kelly Mann has developed this employee pension benefit product during the past few years, and I think she's got something that's actually pretty interesting to consider. So if you have much EBP work, I would suggest you might want to look at Audit Miner. So Brian, what should our listeners know about Audit Miner?
Well, as somebody that's done these limited scope pension audits that you do whenever you have more than 100 employees, one of the things about them is that there is a lot of busy work in there. You know, you have a lot of reports from your third party administrator. You have a lot of investment reports that you have. You have the participant allocations, and you've got all this information that you have to manipulate. You know, and so the problem is that the way that one third-party administrator does it is different from the way a second one, which is different from the way a third one does. And so you end up with all of these dissimilar things that are almost the same, but not same enough that you can get a lot of efficiency with it. So you end up doing most of them as one-offs, where you're going in, you're saying, well, you had this, but you didn't have this. And so you just end up doing all this stuff in Excel. And so the beautiful part about this is that it standardizes the third-party administrator reporting process, and you can manipulate it, and it will ingest the information. So again, with this thing, it produces a standardized set of work papers and reports. So now, if you've ingested it into AuditMiner, and you have gone through and you've reconciled and made sure the totals from the TPA reports match the totals of what you have in AuditMiner, suddenly now you have a standardized set of reports so that now your staff people can just look at this, and it's the report looks the same, it smells the same, it acts the same. And so it makes it a lot easier. You know, it keeps people from getting lost or otherwise diverted, or keeps people from having trouble going in and just getting tied up on something or getting hung up on something. Since it's similar, it's great. Your peer reviewer will love it because it's similar. Your managers and partners will love it because you know what the thing's supposed to look like, and it looks like that, and they're all going to look pretty, you know, even if they have different investment types, they're going to have similar format. And so it's going to make it a whole lot easier for everybody to understand getting the work done. And ultimately, isn't it about getting the work done?
Yeah. And, you know, the AuditMiner team claims that using their product will save 10 to 20 hours per engagement. Now, when you talk about ROI, that makes good sense. Now, one of the things we'll talk about on a future tech lab with all of you is we believe we see a trend towards per engagement pricing from a number of tools that are going to be used by the profession. We've actually talked about that in some other sessions already. But the bottom line here is quite straightforward. At a 10 to 20 hour saving, that makes a heck of a lot of sense to me. So the fact of the matter is that this part of the product is good by itself. Now, the other thing that I think you illustrated with your conversation there, Brian, was that the use of the product is pretty straightforward too. really just takes a few clicks to process the reports, to pull them together, and that it can actually mine, without exaggeration, thousands of pages of TPA reports in just a few minutes. So that's part of what makes the platform, I think, very interesting and affordable to use. It really just helps with all of the efficiency pieces around the audit itself.
You know, we've kind of had a theme that I've been trying to pursue in the last few months with our podcast. And it's that we want you to get your head out of the details, or get your head out of the busy work, and get into the analytic work, and get into the stuff that makes the difference to the clients, and the stuff that makes you money, and the stuff that gets the job closer to being finished. And, you know, I think about the back problems I have today because of all the trust statements and everything I had to carry around in that stupid trunk. The first year I was in public accounting when we did all this stuff on paper. And even though having it electronically doesn't give you the back pain, still having to go through hundreds of pages and organize all the stuff in the hundreds of pages and going through and then getting things laid out in a similar fashion, despite the dissimilar trust reporting and the dissimilar third-party administrator reporting. For my money, this makes a lot of sense. And again, it's you think about 10 to 20 hours, that's a lot of time on one of those jobs. I mean, those jobs, you know, when I used to do them, you couldn't get the paperwork done for less than about 40 hours. So most of them ended up from 60 to 120 hours. And so when you're cutting 20 hours out of a 120-hour job, that's a pretty big deal. And again, if you can let the automation do the work, have things that reconcile back and that have all the detail, from my mind, that's a big no-brainer.
Yeah, you know, it really is a big deal here because we believe you're going to continue to have staffing issues. It is clear that some firms have been trying to do price competition on the EPP audits, and it's been kind of a race to the bottom from some of that. But, you know, the bottom line is that this tool, again, eliminates so much of the time-consuming detail that rarely adds value to the clients. And I think you can stay competitive in this portion of audit work without sacrificing quality. The audit standards right now, I've not really kept up with what technology is capable of providing. And AuditMiner has, in their methodology, been able to test 100% of all data. And, you know, right now, where most auditors have no methodology or best practices around full testing, like they do sampling, I think AuditMiner may be going to be one of the tools that gets us further down this 100% of all data testing methodology. Brian, I know you and I've talked that for maybe a decade. So, you know, that part, I think, is also another piece that's notable that's inside this product. 100% test of all data, yet saves you 10 to 20 hours.
Now I'm going to switch gears here a little bit, because I think part of the AuditMiner story is, you know, you can't talk about this without talking about Kelly Mann, their founder. And Kelly is amazing because, you know, normally when you see somebody that starts something like this, you know, they've got a bunch of venture capital money behind them, and they've gone out and they live in Silicon Valley or New York or Los Angeles or someplace like that. Well, you know, you and I both live in flyover country. You're in Kansas and I'm in Tennessee, and Kelly's in Nebraska, you know, and I got to tell you that I respect the fact that she had the energy and the initiative and the gumption to make this happen and to go out and create this while she was still running her own firm with small children and with cancer. Okay. I mean, she's amazing, okay? And I think if you look at folks that are good representatives of the profession going forward, you know, with the entrepreneurial things that she's had to do to get this started, you look at what she's done, where she's created this thing, and she's gone out and sold it, and she's done that from Nebraska. I mean, it's pretty amazing. And my hat is truly off to her, because she's created a great product. She's putting together a great team. You and I both met a lot of her team members at AICPA Engage last week in Vegas, and we're recording this in late June of 2022. You know, I think they've got something special here. And I think if you do employee benefit audits, I think you need to look at this product. Now, you may get into it and decide you don't like the pricing, you don't like this, that, or the other, but there's some new thinking here that could save a whole lot of time on jobs that don't have a whole lot of budget. And with the staffing problems and everything else we have out there, where, you know, we're and where the a lot of the big firms now are hiring the staff people that the small and mid-sized firms used to hire, this is a tool that that I think makes a lot of sense for people doing employee benefit plan audits.
You know, Brian, your point is very well taken, because she did create this product out of a vision of need from her own practice, while, like you said, having all she could say grace over around her and not having a bunch of big money to fund her. She just kind of built it herself with her own money, which is pretty astounding. You and I both have a history in this area. I like companies that come up this way, because I think they actually solve the problems that our accountants face day to day, and they're trying to do it the best way they know how. Do they always get it right? No. Do they get a great start compared to lots of players, including a lot of the big players in the market? Yes. And so from that vantage point, you're absolutely right. This may be one of the best stories of this year about a product that's kind of come up from nowhere that we recommend that public professionals consider for their practices, because it'll improve the quality of their work, it'll save them time, and they'll be glad that they adopted such product.
You know, I think she's somebody you need to watch anyway in the profession. You know, you think about the people, about the women that have been strong leaders in our profession, you know, Teresa McIntosh at Trinitech that was at Thompson for many years. You think about Karen Abramson at Cabern over at CCH. You think about Terry Murty over at Thompson. You know, you look at the folks in here that are leading the profession and leading it away from being old white men. And I have to tell you that Kelly's doing a great job. She's got a long career ahead of her in this profession.
Well, I don't know how we could wrap up much stronger than to say Audit Miner is certainly worthy of your consideration. It's a AICPACPA.com startup accelerator winner. And I think it is a winner all the way around, from product to founder to customer service to the whole nine yards. So we know your time is valuable. We appreciate you spending a bit of it with us in the technology lab. And we'll be back in here to see what's cooking next. All the best to you.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.